Hey you guys, Sonia from brickandmortarmaven.com here. It's Saturday, February the 3rd, and let's just talk about needing to cry it out sometimes. It's been a hell of a week for me this week, and I'm sure some of you can relate. Like, nothing bad is going on. Actually, there are a lot of really good things going on in my life and in my business, but some really intense things happening, right? So even when things are good, you know, if it's a positive move, it's positive change, it's just been very intense. And I find myself getting really, really frustrated, or not frustrated, that's a bad word, like more wound up, I would say. Just because there's so much happening, I feel like there's so much transition and change happening right now. Again, all good things, but a lot all at once, which is really pushing me out of my comfort zone. I'm usually a person who likes, you know, one or two things to focus on at a time and, you know, kind of try to keep it simple. And right now, it's almost like the universe is like, yeah, no, like, I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you all this right now, and you can, I'm going to need you to take it. And I think it's Maddie James who I read this quote from a while back that says, you know, if you feel like God is giving you too much at one time, you need to start, you know, you need to get faster at accepting it. Or if you feel like, you know, he's giving you too much, or there's too many blessings or something to that effect, like, you need to catch up, like, and stop complaining. So I'm in a season where I'm feeling like, okay, let me get busy catching up and get ready or prepped, and be ready, you know, be open for this. But that has caused me, a lot of, like, kind of, internal pressure. And you guys know when there's a lot of pressure, things will pop. And so literally yesterday, just randomly on the phone, I just burst out in tears crying. And I was trying to hold it in. And I was like, girl, like, let that shit go. Because I know myself and I know better that, you know, when you let things out, when you just let it go. And I'm like, listen, I don't even know why I'm crying. I just need to cry. And the person on the phone's like, okay, go on and get that in. And I felt so much better afterwards. So you guys, if you have been feeling like this, and with that full moon that we had on Wednesday, I'm sure, I'm positive, I'm not the only one who felt that. Like, full moons and gravity and those things have an effect on humans. I don't know why a lot of people don't want to think that that's real, but it is. If it affects the tide of the ocean, surely it affects human bodies. I'm sure you guys felt it. So let me know, reply back, and let me know if this affected you and how it did. And if you've ever had that feeling where you just, like, feel like you're gonna explode, I promise, go somewhere and hide and cry. Or do like I did and just have a random outburst of tears on the phone and see, don't you feel better? Because I feel a whole hell of a lot better. Like, the floodgates open. You know, Noah went on a little trip real quick, courtesy of my tears, and then I'm all back and I'm ready and I'm doing a episode here on Anchor. So thanks for listening. If you guys are not subscribed or not following me here on anchor.fm, please do. It's so much fun and it's factual and it's me. For more information and tips on merchandising and marketing for your brick and mortar business, you can go to brickandmortarmaven.com.